Good evening and happy Thanksgiving. Traditionally, we celebrate this time in Thanksgiving for all the bounty in our lives. For all of us in some way, and for many in extreme ways, this Thanksgiving is dramatically different. I must admit that in months past, I myself was having a difficult time feeling bounty or even gratitude. I was far more concerned about rain, snow, cold, and the upcoming winter and the effect that it would have on the people that I serve. How was I going to make sure that they were dry and warm while they were standing outside waiting in line for groceries or for a meal? What would all those who are still unsheltered do during the upcoming winter? And me, on a purely selfish and very privileged level, I want to go to a restaurant to eat a meal. I want to meet with friends. I want to see my family. My desire for control and personal freedom felt gone. And then, I don't know exactly what happened, but this little core of light began to grow inside of me. It filled me with such a profound sense of hope, with such gratitude. I suddenly realized how intensely aware I was of the world around me. Every step taken, all things seen and heard, the smell of the air, my senses seemed so alive. I remembered the brilliant spring we had, the warm days of fall, the caress of the sun or the breeze, the dazzling colors of the trees this fall. I even saw a groundhog last month. And watching the birds and the squirrels from my second story study as they fly and scamper from one limb of the upper canopy to another while I zoom one more meeting utterly fascinates me. It fills me with the understanding of the busyness of creation that can only be called holy. I began to realize that I was actually sensing God's presence in all the chaos. A few weeks ago, and this might have actually been the beginning of the little glow that began, Bishop Dion invited the Right Reverend Rob Wright, Bishop of Atlanta, to speak to the diocesan clergy. Bishop Wright reminded us that we have all we need to fight despair, worry, and fear. Everything is here, right here, with all of us. And I began to remember that it was true. Even in the midst of political unrest, economic chasms, unnecessary hunger, despair caused by illness or death, racial injustices, hate crimes, gun violence, environmental disasters, and pandemic, in the midst of all of these things that can and have caused such anguish, God abides. Even in the midst of our mourning, God's love is so abundant. This evening's readings and the songs are a testament to that idea. We hear the abundance in the psalmist's song of praise to God, where he says, "You are the hope of all the ends of the earth and of the seas far away." We sense it in the Hebrew scripture, the hope of what is to come. God's promise of what is needed will be made available. We know it in the rememory of all that God has done in the past. And all that is asked is that God is remembered. In Paul's second letter to the church at Corinth, he reminds us, be generous to others as God is generous to us. Share the good news. Share the gospel of Christ. Share the love. We have everything we need to love one another as God loves us. It is too easy to live into the scarcity we sense all around us. The fear sneaks up on us, wrapping its icy fingers around our hearts. We feel small, out of control, or helpless, and these are all emotions that we most likely all of us have felt. These can cause us to forget God's abundance for a little while. Yet reminders are everywhere, and it begins with faith and hope. A friend of mine said, This holiday is not about the myth of Thanksgiving. It's about the hope of community. St. Julian of Norwich reminds us that we are all bound to God by nature, and we are all bound to God by grace. That means we are all bound together. In Joan Chittister and Rowan Williams' book, Uncommon Gratitude, Alleluia for All That Is, she writes, "When we center our power outside ourselves, which is the essence of faith, we have faith in something greater than smallness. We take our very lack of control as a sign of God's presence in the world. It is precisely because of our smallness that we can come to see and trust the greatness of God that surrounds us. It is only then that we can really come to see the face of God in the face of another." In the gospel reading of Luke, one thing leapt out at me, one thing, to praise God with a loud voice in all things. Praise God in the joy, praise God in the sorrow, praise God in the peace, and praise God in the storm. Give thanks and praise to God for our community of faith, hope, and love. Amen. Alleluia, alleluia. In all things.